Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I'm looking with you today at Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. One of the main themes in Titus is doing good works. In chapter 3, we're told that we need to do good works toward everyone, toward both fellow Christians and toward non-Christians. In verse 1, Paul says to be ready for every good work. In verse 2, he says we should show perfect courtesy toward all people. Now, if you think about this chapter in terms of its original context, Paul was writing to Titus, who's on the island of Crete. And earlier in the book, in chapter 1 and verse 12, we were informed that the residents of the island of Crete had a long-standing reputation as people of poor character. Even their own writers said this. But that makes no difference. Christians are still to do good works on behalf of such people. And if we ask why, Paul gives us three reasons. First of all, in chapter 3 and verse 3, he says, well, you were once just like them. We ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to passions, and so on. We have something in common with our non-believing neighbors, a sin nature. Secondly, Paul indicates that our current growth in Christ and our increasingly good character as Christians, that this didn't originate with us. Verse 5, we were saved not because of works done by us in righteousness. We don't have anything where we can say we are intrinsically better than anyone else. And then thirdly, we have received such lavish kindness from God that we should show that same sort of kindness to those around us. In verse 4, our salvation came when the goodness and loving kindness of God appeared. And he saved us according to his mercy and by the washing and regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Listen to this, verse 6, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ. So the Christian life, of course, is not a matter merely of certain articles of doctrine that we mentally agree to, though it is that. It's also a manner of life, characterized by good works. Good works to everyone. In a word, we're to love our enemies. So multiple reasons to do good to all revolving around the grace of God, which we have so freely received. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.